My Brother's an Egghead, written and read by Gretel Colleen.
Yes, now you're here all by yourself, said Tig, with your alien neighbours who make you feel wobbly dizzy.
How do you know I said that? Squeaked Eppy. You were over at your house and I was in our kitchen this morning when I talked about vomit and Big Dippers and feeling wobbly dizzy.
Watch, said Tig, as he pulled the tip of his nose until his ears grew bigger than an elephant's.
Oh, wow, whispered Eppy.
There's no need to shout, said Tig. Now we've shown you that our ears can hear everything in the universe, we should probably tell you that we also know everything in the universe.
Don't be ridiculous, Eppy said stubbornly. You can't know everything. You only know what people say. You don't know what I think.
But Eppy was wrong, because Tig and Pop knew exactly what she was thinking. Even worse, they knew exactly what Zeke was thinking as he sat in the hall outside the TV room door. And he wasn't thinking very good things.
Your thoughts are all about a puppy, said Tig to Eppy. But your brother's thoughts are all about us. Would you like to take a look into his mind?
No, of course I wouldn't, said Eppy. His thoughts are, private.
Oh, gobbledygook, said Pop.
Look into my eyes and we'll just take a little peek inside your brother's brain.
Eppy thought this was a ridiculous idea, firstly because she didn't have a clue how you could see inside a person's brain by looking into someone else's eyes, and secondly because she wasn't actually sure that her big brother even had a brain.
Go on, I dare you to look into Pop's eyes, said Tig, while his own eyes flashed like lightning.
Because if you don't do as we say, you'll make us very angry, and I really don't think you want to do that.
So Eppy took a deep breath and stared straight into Pop's eyes. At first, all she could see was normal brown eyes, but then Pop's eyes turned red, and then they glowed hot pink, and then they turned into small television sets. And on the television sets, Eppy could see cartoons, which she rather liked watching. But then Pop pressed the end of her nose three times, just like it was a remote control, and the channel changed. In fact, the TVs in Pop's eyes ran through a whole lot of channels, with shows like the news and the weather and a documentary about gorillas becoming astronauts. Then they finally stopped on a channel showing Zeke sitting outside the door to the TV room. Pop wiggled her ears, and the picture got closer and closer until it went into Zeke's ear, and much to Eppy's shock, showed a thing that looked like Zeke's brain.
So, he does have a brain after all, thought Eppy. Although it looks brand new and shiny like it's hardly ever been used.
Then Eppy saw a door in Zeke's brain that seemed like it was made of plasticine worms. When Pop poked out her tongue, the door opened, and Eppy was suddenly looking inside her brother's brain.